Welcome into the room, friend Dator. You write in the room when you came in, if Jesus paid for your sins, why is it important to do good deeds? And then you write, whatever you do, it will be Jesus who will pay for you, question mark. And the answer is correct, yes. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about what we do or don't do that's going to save us. We're talking about salvation today in the dispensation of the grace of God. Today there's one gospel that will save you, and it's called the gospel of Christ. Romans 1:16. It is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel of Christ is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. And for brevity's sake, I won't read all of the verses, but there in verse 1, you see the words, the gospel. Verse 2, by which also you are saved. So you know we're talking about the gospel of Christ, the power of God unto salvation. Here's a hint. It's all about the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Verse 3, the reason for the death of Jesus Christ, is preached as good news. Good news. The good news is Christ died for our sins. He was buried, and he rose again the third day. We turn over to Romans chapter 4 and verse 25. And verse 24 is talking about God. It's talking about Jesus Christ, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. That word justification means to be accounted righteous in the eyes of God. So simply put, to paraphrase, the one gospel that will save anybody today on planet Earth is this. Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, lived a perfect sinless life under the law of Moses, and he voluntarily went to the cross and died for the forgiveness of the sins of the world. It's all about him. He was buried, and 3 days, 3 nights later, God the Father resurrected him for your justification. For if you believe for the justification of believers in the fact that Christ died for your sins, if you believe that, if you trust that, then you're accounted righteous in the eyes of God. And that's why Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead. So, you won't find Jesus Christ preaching about his death, burial, or resurrection in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You won't find, you'll find Peter preaching about his death, burial, and resurrection in Acts chapter 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, so on and so forth, but for different reasons. So, here's the point there, friend Dator, and I think you knew this before you came into the room. There is more than one gospel in the Bible. There is more than one promise of salvation in the Bible. But there's only one gospel that will save anybody today in the dispensation of the grace of God. And that's Paul's My Gospel, the gospel of Christ, the gospel of the grace of God. Jesus Christ died for our sins. He was buried, and God the Father resurrected him for our justification.